It only took 644 days and 19 losses on the football field, but the Detroit Lions have finally, at long last, won. They did it yesterday at Ford Field in Detroit against the Washington Redskins. The score was 19-14. After the final seconds ticked away, the smallest crowd in Ford Field's history went wild. And among those savoring the moment was Theo Gridiron Spite. He leads the team's fight song, Gridiron Heroes, at every home game. He joins me now from Detroit. Mr. Spite, pretty amazing day for you yesterday.
Oh, it was incredible. You know what? It was exciting. It was emotional. It was football at its best.
Now, you sing Gridiron Heroes after every touchdown, right?
Right, just every score, whether it's a touchdown or a field goal.
Okay, and then after every win.
Right.
And it would have been, I guess you wouldn't have had to do that for quite some time.
Right. And I actually, the funny thing about it, because I haven't done it in a while, I was caught up in all the madness that the song started playing, and I had to run over to the mic because I was just caught up in the whole thing. Because that's all I am. I'm a fan who happens to know how to sing.
Oh, so you weren't really prepared for the notion that they won a game. You would have to sing at the end of the game.
Right. Well, somebody came up to remind me, you know, because like I said, it's been a while. So they came up and reminded me that I would be singing at the end of the game. And I was like, you know, okay, cool. I'm ready for it. But to actually be ready for something that I have not seen in a while, I was just caught up in it. I wanted to run out on the field and just start tackling players or whatever. But then I had to remember I got a job to do.
You had a job to do. You had a song to sing.
Yeah.
And the last time, I guess, that someone would have had to sing Gridiron Heroes after a winning game was December 23rd, 2007.
Wow. I mean, that seems like forever.
Well, I'm not sure I can stand the suspense anymore, Mr. Spite. Would you do us the favor of singing the Gridiron Heroes song to take us out?
I can definitely do that. Now, it might be a little raspy here because I was doing a whole lot of hooping and hollering yesterday.
I bet you were.
But yes, I was. But I'm always ready to go. I love this song. This is my number one favorite song, number one on my playlist on iPod and everything.
Okay, go for it.
Forward down the field, a charging team that will not yield. And with a blue and silver wave, stand and cheer the brave. Rah, rah, rah! Go hard, win the game. With honor, you will keep your fame. Down the field and gain a Lions victory. Go Lions!
Doesn't
the crowd goes crazy. Picture 40,000 plus, but if you close your eyes, you could have swore it was like a million people in that stadium.
Is that right? That's what it sounded like?
Oh, it was crazy. I swear, if you could have put a blindfold on, you would not have known that the stadium was not full to capacity.
Well, I hope you get to sing that song again soon, Mr. Spite.
I hope so, too.
Thanks for talking with us.
Thank you. I appreciate it very much. And always remember, never, ever, ever give up on the Detroit Lions.
Words to live by. Thanks.
Thank you.
That's Theo Gridiron Spite. He leads Detroit Lions fans in the team's fight song at home games. And he was at Ford Field yesterday when the Lions snapped the second longest losing streak in NFL history. This is NPR, National Public Radio.